No matter how you feel about the candidates on stage last night during the Democratic presidential debate in Charleston, South Carolina, I think we can all agree with Trevor Noah's assessment right after.
It was a little crazy.
Tom, I think she was talking about my plan, not yours.
I think we were talking about math, and it doesn't take 2 hours to do the math. Because let's talk about what it adds up to.
Let's talk about math.
Democrats all over the planet have been following the craziness, and they're not just watching to stay informed. They're watching because, even overseas, they have a say in their party's presidential nominating process. The world's Jorge Valencia has been spending time with Democrats abroad in Mexico City.
Here at this debate watch party last night, there's people drinking beers.
What you got going on over here?
Just some barbecue. It's pretty decent. I mean, I'm from North Carolina, so...
Brendan Cosgrove is a native of Western North Carolina, so he's partial to vinegar-based barbecue, though he's no harsh critic.
Well, I'll just say they do have very good ketchup-based barbecue. That's where I'll leave that.
So a bunch of American voters hanging out at a barbecue joint, watching the Democratic debate. Nothing unusual here. Except we are in Mexico City, and these voters will have their own primary.
It's a global primary. It's all Democrats living outside of the U.S. worldwide.
Ari Milner is a registered Democrat living here in Mexico, and he's referring to the Democrats Abroad primary. It goes on for 1 week, starting next Tuesday, which is one of the reasons Milner says he will vote in the Abroad primary instead of absentee in his home state of Oregon.
Most of our members are from states that participate much later in the primary process, but they can make their vote count more by voting earlier as a Democrat Abroad.
The other reason Milner gives is that Democrats Abroad get 21 delegates. That gives them a better voter-to-delegate ratio than voters in some states.
The chance is that if you vote as a Democrat Abroad instead of your state, your vote will probably count for more in the delegate ratio.
Democrats Abroad got their own convention delegates in 1976, the year Democratic nominee Jimmy Carter wound up defeating Republican Gerald Ford. They were allowed to do so thanks to a law President Ford signed a year earlier. Vernon Burton is a history professor at Clemson University.
Part of it was in the success of the Voting Rights Act.
Burton says the Overseas Citizens Voting Rights Act helped enfranchise Americans living outside of the country. And he says it's a legacy of African-American activists' efforts to gain voting rights a decade earlier.
My own theory is that this is a part of the success of the civil rights movement that says we're going to be an inclusive country. We're going to include everyone and want to make sure that these people who are Americans have the right to vote.
While Republicans supported overseas voting rights legislation, they never created their own Abroad primary. These days, Democratic candidates court voters outside of the country. There were some 3 million eligible voters living abroad last election, according to the Federal Voting Assistance Program. The Bloomberg, Sanders, and Warren campaigns are organizing events in several countries. Sanders' brother, Larry, a longtime resident of Oxford, campaigns on Sanders' behalf and has been giving radio interviews in England and France.
Larry Sanders, you're very welcome to the program today.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Abroad Democrats vote on issues that aren't necessarily connected to the country where they're living now. For example, Shana Nielsen, who lives just outside Tel Aviv, does not vote on the issue of U.S.-Israel relations. She's more interested in U.S. tax law.
I'm taxed in Israel for things here, and I pay tax every year in the U.S.
Gordon Gall, who lives in Tokyo, says he cares about health care. One of the reasons he lives in Japan is that healthcare is more affordable there.
You know, it's not as good as some other countries that cover 100%, but still.
Cosgrove, the North Carolina native who prefers vinegar-based barbecue, has similar interests.
Personally, I care about Medicare for All, coming from a poor family. The Green New Deal, being a young person staring down climate catastrophe.
And for Ari Milner, who was also at the debate watch party in Mexico City.
I think for me, the main issue is just beating Trump.
There is no polling of American voters who live outside the country, but the results 4 years ago might provide a clue. In the 2016 Democrats Abroad primary, Bernie Sanders defeated Hillary Clinton by a landslide. For The World, I'm Jorge Valencia in Mexico City.